Necromancy is the practice of communicating with the dead. And the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 18 and verse number 10, "There shall not be found among you anyone that maketh his sons or his daughters to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch." Verse 11, "or a charmer, or a consulter with familiar spirits, or a wizard, or a necromancer. For all that do these things are an abomination unto the Lord. And because of these abominations, the Lord thy God doth drive them out from before thee." You see, it goes without saying that God says that necromancy, or consulting with familiar spirits, is not only sinful, but those who actually practice these things are an abomination unto the Lord our God. God says this is not only abominable, but the person who does it is an abomination as well. You say, what does that have to do with anything? Well, aside from the fact that tomorrow the pagan practice of Halloween is going to be celebrated, there's also another celebration that has at its core the practice of necromancy. It's going to be promoting consulting with familiar spirits and necromancy, and that is Dia de los Muertos, also known as Day of the Dead. Now, this practice finds its origins in pagan Aztec practices and worship when the Roman Catholic Church came and conquered, adopted, and integrated their beliefs. It's a celebration that begins on October 31st, ends November 2nd, and the purpose of the celebration is literally to evoke the spirits of deceased loved ones from the dead. People will literally seek to evoke the spirits of their dead loved ones by placing marigold flowers from the graves up into their homes. They will rear up altars that have sugar skulls and Day of the Dead bread in order to entice the spirits of their dead loved ones to come to their house. They are evoked on October 31st, and then they return to their graves on November 2nd. And make no mistake about it, this is a pagan practice that no Christian should partake of, but we should definitely be aware of it. Now, the reason I want to make this video is because Day of the Dead has been widely accepted and popularized in our culture. And in fact, Disney had put out a movie a couple years ago called Coco that seeks to normalize these pagan practices to the next generation. It's an animated movie that seeks to desensitize the pagan practices and worship of the Aztecs known as Day of the Dead. Now, time will not permit for me to explain all the reasons why Day of the Dead is bad and why it's not biblical, but if you want a thorough and quite entertaining video to watch on that, you can watch the film that I put out a couple years ago called Dia de los Muertos, A Celebration of Death. That's on my YouTube channel. Scroll down to the movies page and you can watch it on there for free. But let me just say this, is that Day of the Dead is simply a cheap substitution for the resurrection of God, the true resurrection that God talks about in the Bible. You see, keep in mind that Day of the Dead seeks to evoke and resurrect the spirits of deceased loved ones for 3 days out of the year, every year. Whereas the Bible talks about a permanent resurrection that lasts for an eternity. You know, the Bible says in John chapter 6 and verse 40, "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up in the last day." The Bible says in verse 44, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up in the last day." John chapter 11 verse 25 says this, "Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this?" You see, there is a true resurrection that's coming, but the precursor to that resurrection is that we have to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to trust Jesus as our personal Savior in order to see that resurrection in the last day. This is how we comfort ourselves in the Lord, knowing full well that our family members who have believed on Christ and have passed on from this life to the next, that we will see them again one day. And in fact, the Bible tells us in 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4 and verse 13, "But I would not have you ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, even as others which have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. You see, God tells us to comfort ourselves in knowing that our saved loved ones are going to be seen again. We're going to see them again at the second coming of Christ. This is what we should be using to comfort ourselves, not Day of the Dead, not necromancy, not pagan practices that is promoted by the world and by the devil and by things that are anti-God and anti-Christ. And so I want to encourage you to watch that movie, Dia de los Muertos, A Celebration of Death, on the YouTube channel. Put it in the link in the description below. Watch that, educate yourself, and make sure that you stay away from these practices. All right, God bless and have a great one.